Young panini stickers can be used to check for impotence.
How do you check for impotence using only panini stickers, Dan?
Well, no, it doesn't have to be a panini sticker. I understand in some cases, i.e. John Mawkes, a stamp hinge would do.
Okay. Yeah. However, what you do is, you see, if you're worried that you may be impotent, you wrap a panini sticker at night, affix it just with the merest... You just affix it as lightly as possible around the member, right? And then you go to sleep. Now, as you know, a lot of rapid eye movement sleep is involved in erotic dreams, which you may or may not remember.
Which is a curse, so I don't.
Well, apparently so. But during the night, the average male will experience 2 or 3 erections, right? Whether or not the tense of the... It's subconscious. Now, should, of course, you experience one of these while asleep, the member will swell and snap. Because you've only put a panini sticker around it, it will become unhinged when you've actually wrapped it around.
Yes.
So if you wake up and say, aye, John Walk here is now unwrapped.
You're not impotent.
No, that's all right.
If you wake up with Mark Pembridge at your feet, you know everything's okay.
If it's not still wrapped. If you wake up, who's the ideal player here? Who can I think of who's a baby-faced player? Who's a nice player?
Solskjaer.
If you wake up and Solskjaer's still not...
Bloody doggone a Solskjaer.
If you wake up and Donna Solskjaer is no longer wrapped around the member, then you are probably not impotent. That's all I'm saying. And that is absolute... A doctor told me that once. Panini stickers are as good as anything.
Okay.
Anyway, carry on. What have we got?
What I'm going to do with this, Dad, is... So, therefore, we have four players, and this is the midfield three that he's picked. And I'm going to do them all at once, because they're very short. And I fancy to... I suggest to you that, well, he didn't get past Hugo Etniog, and now it's kind of... Ryan Giggs.
One word. Water sports.
No, that's horrible. Yeah, go on.
David Beckham.
Ryan Giggs.
Right.
Well, thanks to...
A whole dark and hairy...
It's to him what he does on foreign defences many, many times.
Yeah.
Anyway, you go on.
David Beckham.
Yeah.
We get talking, and he lets me educate him as to the error of his ways with the most inappropriate name, Spice Girl.
Really?
He's going to educate...
He wants to
straighten out David Beckham.
He did.
Well,
that's extraordinary.
And then Henning Berg.
Yeah.
Manchester United's recent signing.
Yeah.
Arian strapping sex with the insatiable Berg. Arian strapping sex with the insatiable Berg.
Oh, why the Berg should prove to be insatiable or even presumed
as such? It's a Nordic thing.
No, it does. Arian strapping sex with the insatiable Berg.
It's a great letter. It's an all-time great letter, isn't it?